Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, if you haven't noticed, there is a sudden nostalgia for the 1970s. And of course, summer weather, especially late summer weather, always makes me dreamy and oddly nostalgic, although not for the 1970s. But we're going to talk about nostalgia, and we're going to talk about the end of the summer. And we're going to leave a lot of space for you to listen to the sounds of summer in podcast 660. We are going to talk about nostalgia and the change of seasons in this podcast. Just a little gift for you just before State Fair time. And of course, State Fair time is a landmark in time for people who live in the Twin Cities, because we know that cold weather is going to set in very soon. And of course, this is the time of the year to think about getting your heating checked. And when you do think about that, you want to think about Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul, because when it comes to keeping all of these systems running right, especially these days at home or in your business, you want to think about Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. When you have plumbing or heating problems or air conditioning problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating, and that means heating checks. You got to make sure it's going to work when it gets cold, and you know it's going to get cold quickly when it finally comes, and you want to make sure everything is working, whether it's your business or home, or maybe you have parents that are getting older and they don't check things like they used to. Remember Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations. In St. Paul, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business, online at ryanplumbing.com. Ryan Plumbing in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. It is prime motorcycle riding time in the Upper Midwest. You can even hear bikes if you listen real closely behind me today and this evening out here, because it's part of the sound of summer for sure, and it's all part of the weather, both in the late summer and fall. Now, there's two things when it comes to motorcycle riding that are important. One, being seen, so lighting options for the rear of the bike and the front, and two, sound, pipes, so that you can be heard and seen. And for that, I'm going to suggest Ciro3D.com, C-I-R-O-3D.com. This is the great motorcycle products and accessories company. And I'm going to tell you again, I've said it, I'm going to say it again, there's a lot of crap out there when it comes to motorcycle accessories. Ciro3D.com is clearly not one of the companies that produces that kind of stuff. They focus on quality, and they focus on design. So it looks badass, and it works great, and it's very high quality, especially lighting options, especially pipes. So check out Ciro3D.com, C-I-R-O-3-D. Click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. Takes you right to Ciro3D.com. Yeah, end of summer, as I mentioned. And, you know, I think I've done two, maybe one or two summer sounds podcasts where I just didn't talk and just let you listen to the sounds of summer, which in the present time frame isn't that big of a deal. But if you listen to it in February or, January of 2018, it's a whole different experience, because you're just completely submerged in this noise, this sound, this wonderful sound of summer, especially the end of summer. Now, as I've talked about, every year after the State Fair in Minnesota, Labor Day, where I grew up in the Chicago area, the first day of school comes shortly after that. Tuesday, September 6th, some people around here are actually back in school already, but when I was growing up, school didn't start till after Labor Day. So here we are in the last week of August, and this was when my mom would take me to Sears to get clothes for the coming year. And in those days, you bought blue jeans, and I mean jeans. They were as hard as concrete before the first few washes. We also got new tennis shoes and new hard shoes, but we got new tennis shoes. Either some kids got Keds, some kids got Red Ball Jets, and I honestly can't remember what kind I got, but if you're of a certain age, you'll remember those shoes. And we got some button-down shirts and collared shirts, and then those real heavy-duty T-shirts that we all wore back in the day. And then, of course, you would have to go get your school supplies, usually at Ben Franklin. And I remember how they smelled. I remember what the pencils smelled like when you sharpened them. Those plastic things, what did they call those that you were supposed to use in geometry, but I never did? And you had to get one of those, and you had to get protractor, and you had to get notebooks, and you had to get paper, and I always got pens, usually Bics, and then later I would get the Schaefer fountain pens, and I can still remember the way the ink smelled when you would take that cartridge and put it in the Schaefer pen and make the connection. It would kind of hiss a little bit, and then you knew that you had the ink in. So those are some of my memories from this time of year. And I don't think anybody can forget the way that the school smelled in those first few days of school, sitting there in your cardboard jeans. They always seemed to have the heat on at my schools. I don't know why, whether they were testing it or what they were doing. We always got haircuts before, and of course you'd be itching the back of your neck and listening to the teacher's drone. And as I got older, especially in high school, If we weren't sitting on the ramp between two buildings, we had different buildings in our school. So you had Building B and Building A and Building C, and you went back and forth between these on a ramp. And I remember sitting on the ramp, and you'd watch the girls. And you know, when you went from eighth grade to high school, you were amazed at the difference in the girls when you first got into your freshman year of high school. But I remember once I got into high school, I would sit there, and every year was like turning over a new leaf. But you would think, gee, which of these classes am I going to get D's in this year? Because I was just never that good of a student. So as the summer winds down, and you can hear it winding down, actually, if you listen, you hear the bugs. You can almost feel the drier air of state fair time, slightly cooler temperatures. You have people talking about winter now, starting to talk about whether or not they think we're going to have a cold winter, and the kinds of signs that indicate a cold winter. And in the United States, I think especially in the Midwest, it doesn't matter whether you grew up in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, even, you know, the 1990s. Although I suppose if you're born in the 90s, your experiences are substantially different than those born earlier. This is the time of year that we all share. We all know what this time of year means and what it feels like in the Midwest because of this incredible demarcation of the seasons in the Midwest, whether you live in Chicago or Detroit, or you live in Sioux Falls, or you live in Minneapolis-St. Paul, or you live in Rapid City, you know, you have that sort of feeling. You know, whether you live in Milwaukee or Madison, any place around the upper Midwest, Iowa, you know what this time of year means. And maybe this is the reason that Hollywood is suddenly bringing back the 1970s. And this is something I wanted to talk about in this podcast. You know, Steve Jobs famously remarked that the 1960s actually happened in the 1970s. The time of the 60s that a lot of people are nostalgic for actually happened in the 1970s. And for people who actually remember those years, this is the way it worked. There were two 1970s. There was the first part of the decade, at least from about 1969 until 72, 73 or so. And that was okay. There were some cool cars, the 69 Roadrunner, the Mustangs, the Chevy Malibu SSs, early 70s Corvettes and Camaros. idling and peeling out at the Dairy Queen, that was the sort of the golden age, the best part of the 60s happening in the United States around 1970, 71. Roadrunners, like I said, the Dodge Super B, the Challengers, and I remember those cars more than anything. And I also remember at that time the influx of Pintos and Vegas and things like that, these sort of new, weird, smaller cars as the fuel standard issue started to come into play. And for us, it was also marked, if there's a sound that marked that time for us, it was sort of the shift that we made from AM radio to FM radio. And that period of time in the early 70s when AM radio sounded superior in its final days of dominance before FM kind of came in and took everything over. Same with television. Everybody had a black and white TV in the kitchen, at least. We had a black and white TV anyway. My father would not buy a color TV. I guess he thought they were too expensive. They were about $600-$700. They're as much as a PC is now, you know. But by 1972-73, almost everybody had some kind of color TV. And then by 1973, things started to kind of go bad. Things just weren't so hot anymore. They were getting worse as sort of things started to catch up with the world. You had, of course, Nixon and Vietnam and Watergate. Inflation started to kick in after Nixon resigned. Urban decay started to be an issue. Racial strife, drugs and crime and things like that. And, of course, gas lines. And then Jerry Ford gave way to Jimmy Carter. You had more inflation, higher interest rates. And people did not understand what was going on. I know there were lots of political discussions. I remember going to dinners with my parents and political discussions. I remember my dad being really worried about money. But I want people to understand in the 70s, especially with all the nostalgia for the 70s, people really didn't know what was going on. They didn't know how to explain really what was happening to them. And, you know, for me, I had my first job writing news in the early to mid-70s, and so I was aware of what was going on. We were very plugged into the gubernatorial election that year, very plugged into the Nixon thing. But it's very interesting, this strange nostalgia for the 1970s these days, because if you experience the 70s, I don't know that the 1970s is a time that I would want to go back to. I have an affinity for the 20s, but I don't think that the people who lived in the 20s probably thought it was that great, or maybe they did. I don't know. You know, I remember going to New York City with a friend. By that time, I'd moved out of Chicago, and I was living in the Washington area, and we went up to New York in 1979, I think, and I remember New York. I remember the subway cars covered in graffiti. I remember the streets full of garbage. I remember all that stuff, you know, and feeling, and it was winter. And even then, though, Greenwich Village just was magical, and you could feel the, you know, that sort of period of time. And now there's a new TV show on HBO called The Deuce, which is about New York in the early and mid-70s, I suppose eventually the late 70s. And, of course, at that time, New York, Times Square was just a cesspool. And so The Deuce kind of focuses on Times Square. But I remember being there, and I don't know that it's something that you'd want to go back to. There's also an HBO show about revolutionaries earlier in this year. I think it's called Guerrilla, set in the mid-60s and early 70s in London. So that's another one of these sort of flashback shows. I'm working with a new company these days at thebobdavispodcast.com, and I'm pretty excited about it. If you have a business and you do business through your website, listen up. If you have a business and you need to clear payments, listen up. If you're a developer and you develop websites for clients that do e-commerce and need to clear payments, listen up, because these are all messages for you. ReliaFund is a payment processor that's been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than 2 decades. They have no long-term contracts. They're secure, they're technology-focused, and they're available for you to talk to. If you want to talk, a lot of these businesses, you don't deal with actual humans, and that's what's cool about ReliaFund. They want to get to know you, get to know your business so they can help you, and their number, and they will talk to you if you call them, 866-243-5040, that's 866-243-5040, or check them out at ReliaFund.com, that's R-E-L-I-A, ReliaFund.com, and I'll be putting up a ReliaFund banner soon at the top of the page of the Bob Davis Podcasts. You know, we're not going to talk about politics in this podcast, but I am going to say that in the news these days, you hear a lot of talk about trade protection. You hear a lot of talk about bringing foreign manufacturing back to the United States with President Trump. Some companies are preparing to bring some of their manufacturing back to the U.S. If that is you, if your company is considering American manufacturing, there's good reasons to manufacture in the United States and good reasons to manufacture at Depot Star, D-E-P-O-T, Depot Star American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website, find out what they're all about at DepotStar.com. That's D-E-P-O-T, Depot Star, one word, DepotStar.com. You know, I ran across American Graffiti on Showtime last night, and I watched the movie. If you know, American Graffiti was about growing up in... it's actually George Lucas's story, and I watched it because I also watched Rogue One, which is not that great of a movie, but I was thinking about George Lucas, and I decided to watch American Graffiti because this is George Lucas's story as a young... Motorhead guy growing up in, I think, Modesto, California. So it's a very, it's interesting to me because we were nostalgic for the 1950s because we didn't really experience the 1950s, but we grew up in it. Let's just put it that way, even though I didn't grow up in the 50s or really the early 60s. These were kids that were almost adults, you know, going off to college in 1962. This was the year before everything changed. The assassination of President Kennedy, you know, Vietnam, and so forth. And I think there's something about the 70s today because the millennial generation didn't experience the 70s, but their parents grew up in the 70s and early 80s, a lot of them. And so they look back. You had Stranger Things, which is set in the early 80s. You have now a bunch of 70s nostalgia shows. Fashion, the 70s fashion, clothing is coming back. Bell bottoms giving way to flare jeans with platform boots. I had a pair of platforms that were at least six inches high and huge bell bottoms, hip huggers and halter tops for the girls, which, by the way, those girls on the ramp at high school were all wearing, and I'll never forget that, at the end of summer with their tans and everything. Leather jackets. I had a double-breasted leather jacket that came down to my knees with a liner that I literally wore out. It was like 1985. I actually had that jacket without the buttons. They had fallen off it when I moved to Minneapolis, so I had it for years. And then I had some kind of boots. They were dingoes or something like that that came up to my knees that I wore those out too. But those times were also strange times, and I wonder if this time feels strange to people like the 70s and the early 80s felt to us. I don't know. I think there was a sense then that the people in charge were losing control, and I don't know if it feels like that now. It feels like that to me sometimes, but it's hard to tell. I will say this, the 70s came at the end of a period of great unrest. The 70s, the results of the 60s and late 50s and policies that were enacted during that period of time produced economic unrest in the 70s. But the real unrest in the United States peaked with Vietnam and with the election of Nixon and then Kent State, if you recall, riots in L.A. and Oakland, the Chicago Convention around that same time in 1968. So it was a tumultuous time, and even, I would say, more tumultuous than what we are experiencing today. And yet today, I don't know what today's media would do with what was going on in the late 60s, early 70s, and mid 70s in this country. Sometimes it feels like we're heading into a period of great unrest. And maybe that's somewhat of the desire of nostalgia for the 1970s. What was that game? Pong? And then Pet Rocks and Hip Huggers and the final days of AM radio. And of course, vinyl. Everybody I know that is, you know, younger and even some older people, you know, just want to play records. They want vinyl. They want to feel that vinyl experience. For me, it's just hearing these sounds and remembering how I will desire to hear them again in a few short months. It's enough. This is my nostalgia. Another thought is that, when you're a kid, you are so wide open. You don't even realize how wide open you are to sound until you get older. Even as a teenager, when teenagers think they're all grown up, and even young adults, you really are much more sensitive to taking in sound and smells and feel. And as you get older, you kind of return to that sensitivity. And it really, just the sound of summer sends me back in time. Every morning here, I sit out in the park and I root. I just sit here and I listen and watch. I don't bring my phone out. I don't take any calls. I just go sit out there and I watch the seasons change out here in the park. From the first warm days of spring to the peak of summer in its heat and humidity and the heaviness and the green of the trees to the coolness of the fading glory of summer at State Fair time. And I will be out here on those last sunny days in October before the real cold sets in. 3, 2, 1. And at the peak of winter around January, 3, 2, 1. And at the peak of winter around January, I'll come out here and I will marvel at how different the Midwest seasons are. The cold wind and the blowing snow versus the last days of fall, with the blazing trees and the blue skies and the bright sun. That, of course, still to come for us here in the Upper Midwest. It is, after all, just the last week of August. So nostalgia, this kind of weather takes me back. These kinds of sounds, especially these kinds of sounds, makes me nostalgic for eras I've never even lived through and places I've never lived. What this place must have been like where I'm sitting now, back in the 1950s when you had five kids raised in the house over there and six in that one. One owner from the time it was built, and she just died last year. The house has been renovated. There's a new family there already. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Yeah, you know, we're nearing the end of this fabulous period. In fact, I love this time of year in the Twin Cities. But it won't be long before it gets cold. Don't forget heating checks from Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. I'm just going to give you the website because that will hook you up with Ryan. RyanPlumbing.com. They've been doing this for a long time. Quality repair and replacement of heating, plumbing, AC needs, check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. And thanks to you for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts right off the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. We have a great streaming service. You can download the podcast right from the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. If you have an Android device, you can download first, then listen to it. Sometimes that works better. Also, if you have an Android device, now if you have an iPhone, going to iTunes, subscribing at iTunes, downloading from iTunes, that's all possible. They're free for you. But Android devices, I would recommend getting an app like Podcast Addict because they pull the podcasts right from the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. But you can also subscribe on Stitcher.com, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com. Really appreciate the likes and the shares and the favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. I love Instagram. Thank you for your donations as well for mobile podcast command at thebobdavispodcast.com. Yeah, back to school and summer. So thanks for listening to Podcast 660, the Bob Davis Podcasts.